This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Property Show, presented by boomboom.com for millennials.
With an increasing number of such PropTech startups emerging in recent years, real estate agents who used to be the go-between for home buyers and sellers, or even landlords and tenants, are feeling the heat. Now the question is, do things need to change? And with legislation governing the industry, just where is that line? So I decided to talk to both sides of that line, and first, here's my chat with PropTech startup Speed Homes founder and CEO Wong Wei Ming. First off, just give me a background of what SpeedRent or Speed Home now does.
Yeah. We just rebranded to Speed Home. Generally, we're SpeedRent. We are a platform to connect landlord and tenant to rent direct. So where we are looking at right now, it's to better reflect the product offering that we have. Mm-hmm. We're gonna, apart from just doing rent, we're gonna allow buyer and seller to transact direct.
Great. Now, give me a scenario how this works. You enable a buyer and a seller to connect, but correct. How does this work?
Okay, to be really upfront, that it's the rent that we have a more holistic product offering.
Okay.
Where we handle almost end-to-end, from the moment your house is vacant to deal signing to rental collection, right? But as far as property sale is concerned, right now it's still very in the early stage where we are just connecting them. You know, we don't take any fees. There's no fees at all, no hidden fees. And all you need an advertising platform, and we are the advertising platform for you to list your house, and you can advertise lah.
It's the same with rental though. Rental also, you guys don't collect any fees.
Yes, we don't collect any fees. So upon transaction, then the... obviously, they can choose to opt in to buy our insurance offering.
Oh, that's where you
monetize
it.
Yes.
Along the way, though, do you govern what sort of buyers and what sort of sellers go on your platform?
We basically, as long as they are the homeowner,
mm-hmm.
Or authorized homeowner to transact, let's say father and son, then we are fine with it already.
What sort of documents are required in this case?
So we normally random check on, or we perform a random check in terms of their sale and purchase agreement, or they can prove the land title, or they have some sort of local government like Cukai Tanah, all those as a proof, then it's fine already.
Wait, you said random checks, but shouldn't this be done across the board to ensure?
Right now, we mandatory check all tenants. Mm-hmm. Landlords, we haven't started for mandatory. We do random checks now. But right now, what we are looking at is eventually want to go to 100% checkings whenever they transact through Speed Home.
You guys started in 2015, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
How has business been since then?
We started with no business model.
Mm-hmm.
Then we pioneered the concept of no deposit for a tenant to lease a house easily. And with protection for the landlord, both sides. Ever since we partnered with Allianz in March 2017, our business grew by fourfold, so far. So this year we are expecting another four to sixfold.
How did you end up securing a deal with Allianz, a startup company like yourselves?
I think they believe in the vision as well. And obviously, it's a pain point in the market. And whenever there's a pain point, there's a business opportunity. So we are looking purely on commercial side. There's upside for Allianz to work on this, right? Yes.
So now, with the entry of a startup like yourselves, very much like where Grab and Uber and Airbnb are, you're bound to ruffle some feathers, and you definitely have ruffled feathers in the form of the Malaysian Institute of Estate Agents, MIEA. Yeah. Now, they allege that you guys have been circumventing the law by carrying out real estate practices illegally through PropTech.
Mm.
What laws are you breaking?
As far as I'm concerned, none.
Why do you think that this has come about with what they have alleged that you guys are doing?
I think they are not aware of our business model.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, it's totally free, and we upsell on insurance.
They are also planning to lobby to the government to come down with some regulations. What is your response to that?
I think it's fair play. Mm-hmm. Anyone should have any regulation so long it protects the public, right? But so long it's there to protect a certain interest group, then I think it's not the right way.
What do you think your involvement will be in terms of coming up with regulations like this? What do you have to bring to the table?
I think it's a lot more talking about, for example, how can tech platform create transparency and help people to do it easier, right?
Right.
So I think it's how we can potentially play a role instead of real estate agents think that they can only be the one to do the transaction, right?
Right.
So I think the regulation is really about how, like, you know, Grab it is today, what kind of regulation is required, and all those, and all those are up for discussion, I think.
Well, in terms of selling property cross-border, I think this is one of their concerns as well. Mm. Obviously, your platform is, well, in a sense, borderless.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where do jurisdictions come with that?
I think a majority of it, it's, I can't comment on the larger scale of things, but as far as in terms of regional context, it's really about, in most of the countries in the world, I think it's real estate agent are the authority, you know, to transact houses. But as tech emerges, you know, we need to have certain regulation as to how to regulate this. From what I see right now is that's why our business model is very unique, where we focus on providing safe and peace of mind for the landlords and tenants to transact easily, right? So our role is really just thinking how to help the consumer.
Now, MIEA has about over 20,000 real estate agents under their umbrella. Mm. What are your thoughts to working with them? Or have any worked with you all before?
Believe me or not, I have approached few estate agency before.
Yeah.
And they weren't keen in working with us. So it's not that we don't want to work with them. More like they snub us.
Did they give any reasons why they did that?
Oh, when we... to be fair, I approached them 2 years ago when the market was still quite okay.
Right.
And they said they were mainly focusing on sale. Rental is just a very small piece of their business.
Have you approached MIEA at all?
I actually messaged the CEO a few weeks ago through LinkedIn.
Right.
No, actually on WhatsApp.
Right.
No reply from him as well.
What would you want to say to him?
I think it's a fair play, you know, in the market. Whoever market wants to choose to serve them, they should have the freedom of choice. And obviously, if MIEA is keen to work with us, I'm sure we can work out some way to work together, because I'm all for the market. Yeah.
Where do you see the future of PropTech?
There are a lot of tech stuff in terms of PropTech. Mm-hmm. But I think all tech businesses eventually is thinking how to automate things, how to make things more efficient and increase the transparency, right? So I think PropTech is certainly here to stay. It's just finding ways to, you know, for some people, they are trying to find ways to circumvent the law. And some people are just waiting for the law to change so that, you know, they can come in. Because like I said, most, if not all of the laws are very protective of the real estate professionals.
So Speed Home's business model did indeed ruffle some feathers, and in a little while, we'll find out what the Malaysian Institute of Estate Agents has to say. BFM 89.9.
The Property Show, presented by Boomboom.co for Millennials.
Earlier on the Property Show on BFM 89.9, we heard from how a prop tech company wants to shake up the way we buy, sell and rent property. I then decided to see how it is affecting registered, licensed real estate agents. For this, I spoke with the Malaysian Institute of Estate Agents CEO Soma Sundram and Chan Ai Cheng, MIEA's board member. All right, guys, let's start with you, Aiching. PropTech companies, what are your concerns about them?
In terms of PropTech in itself, the technology part of it, I think that's something that we very welcome into the industry. Mm-hmm. Any technology that helps the business go further and helps the consumers and make life easier is definitely something that we welcome. The only thing touching on the PropTech side is that sometimes it could have infringed into some of the regulation and the laws of the country, especially with regards to the estate agency business. The estate agency business itself is actually very regulated mm-hmm. under the Valuers, Appraisers, Estate Agent and Property Managers Act 1981, or sometimes we call it for short, it's Act 242. And in there, there's actually restrictions on who can and can't practice estate agency. Basically, anyone that wants to practice as an estate agent has to be registered.
Right, so practice as an estate agent, meaning to say buy and sell property, putting landlords and tenants together, is that what it means?
Yes. So the role of an estate agent is to provide the service for owners of property right. in selling or in renting out their property to buyers and tenants. And that transaction, the service that's provided to search for the buyer or the tenant is the process of estate agency practice. So anything that's relating to that particular service falls under the Act and it falls under the role of an estate agent.
Is this just the initial stages of a rental, or you know, does it go beyond that on a monthly basis, collection of rental fees and all that?
Okay, in the latest amendment to the Valuers, Appraisers and Estate Agent and Property Managers Act, there is a new provision under Section 22B and E that tenancy administration, which includes rental collection, mm-hmm. is also part of the practice of an estate agent. So yes, it is.
So they need to be registered as an estate agent in order to collect rental fees as
yes,
well?
Yes, they need to be a registered estate agent to practice estate agency, which is the servicing part, and also in the rental collection, which comes under the tenancy administration.
Now, for you, Soma, a lot of people, when you hear PropTech companies, they are thinking, it's an interesting platform that matches buyers and sellers, landlords and tenants. Isn't this the case right now? And it just helps facilitate matters?
In a way, you're right. People these days are looking for convenience. Ease of transaction. But I think it's important for us to note that real estate is not as easy as what we think is a transaction. There are so much of legality involved. Example, when you go and talk to the client, whether we really represent him effectively, properly, when you talk to the tenant or a buyer, whether we relay the information correctly without misrepresentation or without having to mislead the clients just right. to get a deal. All this comes under the ambit of our Act, and if we do something wrong, then the Act through the Board of Valuers, who are the legal authority, will do enforcement as to say that you shouldn't have done it. Now, very important to accept that estate agents are not the guys running out there in the street, just like the brokers doing the deal. We are recognized, given the same recognition as lawyers, engineers, doctors, through the certification, through a registration process, and we are regulated, very highly regulated. And so the challenge comes when an agent have to study for 4 years and then have to get through an exam, and takes the risk of setting up a business and make sure that he runs a good organization for the service of the public mm-hmm. versus a company that under the guise of technology, instead of providing technology to the public or to the agents to ease their transaction or to help in ease their transaction, they go out there and do the work that estate agents are supposed to do. Now, this is where I think the Malaysian estate agents are in total disagreement. Because as agents, we have got a duty that we have for the public. It's not as easy as just collecting a deposit, but rather when you go and deal with a landlord, we need to know what he wants. We need to understand why he wants to rent at that price and advise him about the price. Then we work with the tenant, and we also need to understand the tenant whether these two people can connect to each other. So that one, in our opinion, is best handled by an agent because he is a neutral party.
Right.
If a buyer and seller get together, yes, the transactions can take place, but they are poor negotiators. Number two, we collect the money and we put it into a client's account.
Right.
And there's a law that says client's account must be client's account. It's not my current account.
It's to protect the client.
Yeah, to protect the client. And the whole reason why the Act is there is to protect the client. So now if you do not go through this process, how do you protect the client? Yes, they are doing transactions to ease all this, but if they are infringing the law, who is going to take action against them?
So I think, like Soma says, they are in contravention of Act 242, Section 22C. What sort of action are you proposing that the government takes.
Okay, there is a new provision under Section 30A, the powers to investigate. The provisions of the Criminal Procedure Code shall apply to a police officer. It's possible that they can issue a power to arrest without a warrant under this Criminal Procedure Code.
No, Soman, can you find a middle ground? Because after all, what they seem to be doing is to match buyers and sellers, tenants and landlords. Is there a middle ground that maybe even MIEA can hook onto with them?
Ironically, Keith, after this press statement was made by MIA weeks ago,
right,
there were a few of these prop tech companies that called us up and says, how can we work together with MIA?
That sounds good.
That sounds very good.
Okay.
Because we have maintained this. Mm-hmm. We are not against prop tech companies. Mm-hmm. We don't look at them as a disruption. We look at them as an enhancer, as a person who's going to allow us to embrace technology and make our work more effective and efficient. But what our main concern is, you don't go and start doing real estate.
Okay.
Then why is there a law? We are a very young profession. We are 32 years old.
Right.
We are trying to find our ground. There are so many good agents out there who is crying every day to us, saying, what is this? Why should I be doing real estate illegally when all these fellas are doing it illegally? My agents are crying.
Right.
So we are just doing the right thing to say that they should follow the law. Ask them to go and become a licensed real estate agent, use their technology and do. You've got no issue about it.
Would you be open to sitting down and talking to them and coming up with something a little bit more concrete in terms of regulating, you know, not just the prop tech industry, merging the two industries together?
Nah, that is not our call, because we all have to follow the act, and the best person to do this would be the board of valuers. Because we can talk, if they say they want to provide technology to MIA, to the members, we've got no issue. We can talk to the board of directors. They will sit down and discuss. If there's something we can embrace, we will embrace. In fact, we're already talking to one or two. But when you go outrightly challenge the authority of the board, the authority of the country's law, and then jeopardize the livelihood of 22,000-23,000 real estate people, that's where, you know, we just can't keep quiet, you know. We have never made a single complaint about prop tech companies in the last 4 to 5 years they're in operation.
Yeah.
Only the 2-3 weeks ago, we made this, because the more they're doing, the more and more coming. And everybody is hiding under the bed sheet of, I'm only collecting rental as our insurance policy, and then actually is a fee.
Yeah.
So the Act says, 22C says, anybody under any name or whatever collect a fee in any kind, call themselves in any shape, prop tech company, uncle's representative, they're committing an offense.
So perhaps there is a way to work around it, you see?
We'll have to sit down and see how we want to work around it. But if he wants to come to the point of they doing real estate agency work, then of course, I say,
the regulation.
You cannot make that decision. It has to go under the law, and maybe the board or the government should look at it and say, okay, let's Grab and taxi now, maybe together.
No, but going back to what you said earlier, all these rules and regulations are more to protect the consumers rather than any particular group. So what I was sort of like advocating is perhaps amending some of these laws to merge both industries together. Are you open to that?
We have already written our letters to the board, and we are urging them very strongly that they need to find a middle path or some solution to what's happening. The board, in fact, already issued a cease and desist letter to one of the prop tech companies, meaning the board is saying that you're against the law. And still they're going. So, but I think the board has a stand on this. But if anybody wants to help us in the technology aspect, I'm sure we can talk about it.
Disruptive technology or creative innovation. Either way, we hope an equilibrium will be found. If you've missed any part of that conversation, download the podcast via the BFM app on Google Play and the Apple App Store. We are also on Spotify. I'm Keith Kam. This has been The Property Show on BFM 89.9.
The Property Show. Presented by BoomBoom.co for Millennials. Real estate for real people.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.